Hello and welcome back to Betch Slapped. I'm Jordana.
I'm Eileen.
I'm Sammy.
Sorry to interrupt.
We're working hard on not interrupting each other.
Jordana.
So that no one
goodbye,
talks.
Goodbye, Kyle.
That's the new fuck off.
Yeah.
It's goodbye, Kyle.
So, okay. I think we need to talk about Game of Thrones.
Bursting.
We're bursting at the seams.
Yes.
In our Game of Thrones chat. Okay. Where do we start?
Okay. I'll start.
Should we start chronologically or should we just like
no, just
random
thoughts? I think random thought. Let's just do a thought vomit.
Okay, go.
I didn't care about the White Walkers
and I'm glad they're ahead.
Oh yeah,
so
turn this off.
Yeah, just look in the description and look what time the spoilers end. we'll put a marker in case you haven't watched, but like who hasn't?
Okay, I'm glad the White Walkers are gone because I didn't care about them. There's no like real like character development. It's just like here's some bad guys.
The Night King
and
is
now
such
they're
a
gone.
Bro.
Yeah.
Like he was walking.
I don't know why he's like that. Is he just a random evil guy?
Yeah.
Like there's no story.
Right.
I don't care. That's
right.
Really like my thing. It's like I'm glad they're gone.
Agree.
It's so easy to know who to root for because you're like terrible like zombie apocalypse men.
Walking Dead.
Right. Or characters with like development that you care about and things like that. Like obviously like it's like too easy.
Okay, in response to that, I agree with you. I do think the White Walkers is the most boring portion of the whole thing. However, I do feel like one just shit show of an episode where they battle them. Like, I feel like it was a little too clean. Like, literally, she just... like. Okay, honestly, the whole time I was like, how are they going to make it out of this? Like, how are all the characters going to live?
Right,
like, they're so outnumbered and they keep going back. Wait. But
yeah.
And then, literally, Arya just, like, comes and stabs him and solves the whole fucking problem
like,
in 1 second?
How did she bypass that huge army of fucking dead people?
I'm not done.
Okay.
But here's what's so frustrating about that is that, like, that was, like, now looking back, I see why they want to make it about the Game of Thrones with the main characters and not about like this bigger threat. But it's like that was the whole point of the show. Winter is coming. That was the first episode. That was literally the whole point of the episode. So I had in my head that the White Walkers would kind of be the final culmination of
everything. I thought that was going to be the case too.
But it turns out no. It's the throne.
But I liked that. The thing I agree with you sort of, Jordana, but my other side of my brain says like I like it because it's sort of like in reality something might come to like sort of swoop in and kill half of us and then like sort of apocalyptic and then there's people who survive and they go on with their daily drama like who's gonna sit on the throne
but they didn't really I don't
they
I,
didn't kill off enough important characters
right,
I agree.
Right it was like all the like
that
sea
was
a, squad
that was
Game
so
of Thrones
funny
people.
When Jon Snow was like just running through Winterfell and he was like hey yeah I see you Brienne you're just like against the wall
yeah
you're cool
right.
Oh I see you Sam Tully crying in a pile of dead people you're cool too
right.
Let me just stand in front of this dragon
like is that yeah. like that fucking Coachella.
It was like the fucking reunion tour. Like,
right.
Hey,
yeah.
Man. Like, in slow-mo, giving, like, the pointer finger guns. Mm-hmm. I got this.
Did you guys watch,
clean.
Like, the after thing
yeah,
where
yeah.
they talk about
yeah.
it?
Oh, they and did.
They talk, well,
did
I think they had a good point where, like, I was, like, on an emotional roller coaster the whole time. I definitely, like, I was saying, I couldn't fall asleep less. I was up until, like, 4 a.m. Just my heart rate elevated from
Bro
that
Bible posted
thing.
This thing of some kid with his Apple Watch showing, like, your heart rate,
That's
like,
so
alerts
funny.
Of just, like, all the whole hour.
They did a good job with, like, keeping you interested. That was
yeah.
a good point they made. Like a battle scene is like not that interesting.
An hour
unless
and a half battle scene.
Moving
I was
things
so
around.
Fucking
Same.
Anxious.
The Arya part was like giving me massive anxiety.
I thought she was. I literally thought Arya was gonna die. But
they,
and again,
no, they
I
couldn't
thought
kill
that
her.
The whole thing. Why not? I think the whole
Here's
thing
why.
Was too clean. Like it was a little
the
bit too, like,
was too
we
easy.
Just like
yeah.
we just solved this whole problem and now we're gonna like go fight Cersei.
Here's,
I guess it makes sense, but it just seemed like it's like
okay,
oh happy
but
ending.
Listen,
too
but
many
listen,
happy endings.
It's not. But it might not be a happy ending. And also here's the thing. Okay, let's say they killed off Arya. There's going to be so the alternative question or whatever, like argument is that like, oh, she went through all of this and nothing happened. She went through all of like the whole death has many faces. What do we do? And
yeah,
see?
That's like a long
well,
life.
That's sort of the premise
no.
of like the books and Game of Thrones is like, yeah, people just like fucking die.
Yeah,
and, like,
I get that,
happens.
But now it's the end, and like I think
right.
they need to
it's
put
too,
they need to put a bow on it somehow.
It's the Sex and the City movie.
They need to put on a bow on it. However,
there has to be a happy
okay,
ending.
This is I thought about this. I didn't. Understand why Jon Snow until I figured out before I was falling asleep why Jon Snow stood in front of the dragon and I think it's did you guys
when he stood,
like, okay, when you thought Jon Snow was like on his reunion tour, on his way to the Night King into the little garden of the Red Tree, but no, he like couldn't make it, and really Arya was the one who killed the Night King. But so when he stood in front of the dragon, like, what was his thing? Like, I was so confused. I was like, what is he trying to do here? Like, was he trying to die? Well, what I, this, okay, then I'm just going to have a conversation with myself. Like,
here's what I think. I think I might have zoned out. I was texting. I don't know.
It was, okay, this, I think he was trying to see, like, okay, burn me. I'm a Targaryen. This is how I'm going to prove it. And I'm going to survive it. Because, like, Targaryens can stand high heat. Like, you know, Dany T, like, you, I don't know.
I'm a Targaryen.
If you saw with Dany T, like, emerged through the fire.
Yes, right. In the early episodes.
The whole episode kind of reminded me of skiing. Whether, you know, like when you're skiing in like bad weather and like the fucking ice is like hitting your face and you're just like, I'm so cold, I don't want to be, when they're flying in the dragons and the wind is just like knocking them around. I'm like, wow, I'm so happy I didn't go skiing this season.
We're going next year for my bachelorette.
I thought that Catherine Stark was gonna come out and like out of the crypts and just be like, hello, well, it's me.
Did you know that in the book, Catherine's like the mom, right? Yeah, in the book, she like she's like returns as some crazy.
The dead. I thought they
like,
were going to do that.
Whatever.
That I thought they were going to do that. Yeah. Okay, so Arya, so the way that she just came out of nowhere, either it's one or two things. I think either she like can disguise herself as nothing. Like, she can just fly through shit. She just figured it out. Or she disguised herself as one of the White Walkers.
I don't think they're ever going to explain that.
In the scene, the scene, the second before, like, I rewound it and watched it, like, five times. The scene right before she, like, is, like, flying through the air like a fucking monkey ninja.
Right.
Like, she, they show a White Walker, like, face. Like the blue, his blue face like turn and like a wind blew by. So either the wind is Arya.
She's like Supergirl.
She is that White Walker and she like turns and gets up and pounces. I think she has like, she's beyond, she has a, she, there's mystical things everywhere, right? She figured out how to put faces on her face and kill people.
I saw a theory that Arya has been dead the whole, like, for a while and that she's actually like, something else.
It's like the Sixth Sense.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's Bruce Willis. Yes.
There's no way. But there was foreshadowing the whole also. And we need to talk about Bran. He's so weird. Fucking like, where did he go? He's like, I'll see you later, Theon. And then he rolls his eyes.
Oh, I know what he did. He went to go like taunt the Night King to come to him. That's what he was doing.
Oh. Okay, so there was all these articles the next day that I guess today. Today. Mm-hmm. that Bran knew the whole time what was going to happen. He's the one who gave Arya in the first episode of the season that Dragonstone thing.
Yes. Right. What about the red woman thing was also kind of random.
Melisandre?
Like, yeah. Where she comes in, she's like lighting the things on fire. Right. She's like, let me, like, don't worry, I'll be dead by morning. Yeah. Like, we don't have to discuss this
now. And
then,
like, why did she walk?
Sir Davos,
and
then she just like grunting.
She just walks off and dies. That was like a little, it was all just kind of like, a lot of the stuff was like random seeming. I agree. Like,
I was counting on you to explain that.
Random seeming. No, I have no idea what that is.
Okay, because I didn't understand that either. Like, why she just walked off and then collapsed.
My theory is that she is like, a religious being. She's like, follows the Lord of the Light. She's sort of like a witch, but not really. And that
a good witch or a bad witch?
Both, honestly. And that, like, her job was done. Like, that was her purpose in life, and her job was done. She took off her thing and died. Like, that was it.
Right, you know, I think that was her purpose because
she's always finding her purpose throughout all of the season. You know, when she thinks it's Baratheon, and then it's not. She's like, "Oops, I fucked up," and then she goes and like thinks it's Jon Snow, and she does fix Jon Snow.
That's true.
That has to come up. The fact that he's dead and then came back needs to come back. Has to come up. Like, it must.
Did that dragon die?
What do
that
we bad say dragon? To the god of death?
Not today, bitch.
Did that dragon die? The bad dragon? The blue fire one?
Where did he go? It exploded when the Night King died.
Oh, right. The part where I was just like, totally like, fuck this, was when the Night King starts bringing everyone
back. He does that.
And I was just...
No, he doesn't bring the dead back. He brings the dead humans that haven't...
He turns them into the White Walkers.
But when they all started getting up again, I was literally like, how are they ever gonna live? Like, he just keeps bringing them back.
Well, they have to kill
this
the Night
so
King.
Futile.
Yeah, I would just be like, fuck this. I don't know.
See, the whole time, I was like, it honestly looks really exhausting to be in a war.
I know. I was like, oh my, how many times are they gonna like swing that heavy ass fucking sword made of Valyrian steel?
Just like give up. Just go. Honestly, my favorite part is when Sansa and Tyrion were hiding.
So
I was like,
useless.
When Sansa and Tyrion were hiding, I was like,
I thought Daenerys was the most useless. She used what's-his-face as a fucking shield and crying when he's died. As if she didn't throw him into the sword.
She wanted that, though. I know. That's like his ideal
situation. I know, like, this is so lame. Why is that his ideal situation? Because he, like, lives to serve her.
Literally obsessed with her.
He's really obsessed with that.
Oh, you'll find out.
You'll find out over time.
Well, okay. So, because this is such a hard show to watch with like a phone in your hand because you lose. Okay. Right. I'm trying to start over from the beginning. No phone in my hand. We're going to leave it on the other side of the room so I can actually pay attention.
You might be able to pay attention more because you know what's happened.
Well, I read so much on Wikipedia.
It's not as hard to follow.
Exactly.
The first season I remember I had to watch twice because like the first time I just didn't understand anything.
Yeah.
And the second time you just get.
Okay. So sorry. So I cried a little bit when Danny T was crying over Ser Jorah.
I don't know. It was like a little too melodramatic with the fucking dragon lying down next to her. Like, come lie in my
When that
wing.
Happened, I started sobbing. I
literally did the same thing to Bruce.
I'm like, you'll protect me.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
I like felt for animals in that scene. Okay, can we talk about Daenerys? Because she's fucking useless. I think she's going to die. What do you think?
She might. I don't know.
Draconis and like she thought she was going to kill the Night King and like he was like, nah, bitch. And he like stayed alive.
Oh, yeah. And then you think she's like all vulnerable. They really should have killed someone major off. I know. This was like a little bit of a letdown.
I think she is going to.
What do they kill? Like the guy who lives forever? Whatever.
Yeah. I feel like she's going
to. Jorah and Theon. I thought Theon was a good death.
I honestly, when going into the season, I forgot that he was still alive. I thought he already died. I didn't care at all.
Right? Well, Theon has a very interesting journey, but like
I thought he was already dead.
He was killed with honor. It wasn't like one of those other White Walkers. It was the Night King stabs him as he protects his Bran, who he
betrayed.
Who he made everyone think he murdered season one or two.
He's like. Would have murdered him. He like almost did.
But no, I think they like let him go or something and he just faked. He killed two kids or faked.
That's because he couldn't find them.
I don't know. There was a lot of annoying things about it, but there is some. I like still loved the episode. I thought it was.
It was good. It was very entertaining. It was definitely highly entertaining.
I'm not watching it.
Feeling emotional.
I think it's really annoying that like the apocalypse comes and Cersei like gets out clean.
Well, that was her whole plan. But she was like, I'm going to let the two of them fight each other. Yeah. And then, like, I'll just only have to deal with one enemy.
I find that annoying.
I'm excited for her to find out that, like, everyone important is still alive.
Who do you guys think is going to, like, name? Okay, I'm in a Game of Thrones pool. And, like, you have to name three people that you think are going to die and three people who are going to live. And, like, who's going to sit on the throne? So, Sammy, do you think three people you think are going to die by episode the end?
I think Tyrion is going to die. I think Samwell Tarly is going to die.
That was so funny when he was hysterically crying over the pile of dead people.
Oh, wasn't that like his girlfriend?
No. He wasn't in the crypts. The girlfriend was in the crypts and his baby mama.
It's not his baby.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. He fake adopted it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But he still named him Samwell.
Who else is there? Oh, like not Danny.
There's Jamie Lannister. Oh, there's Jamie Brienne of Tarth. There's Podrick.
I think Jamie Lannister is going to sacrifice himself for someone in some redemptive final act. I think he needs to stay alive for Cersei.
I think he's going to die.
I think he's going to die to save Tyrion.
I could see that, but Tyrion might also die at a different point. I think of people who are going to live. I think Jon Snow will live. I think
Arya will live.
I don't know. I feel like Arya or Sansa, they can't both live.
Oh, I do. I think Sansa is gonna be the queen of the North.
I could see that. I think it's gonna be a two-state solution. Jon
is gonna take the crown.
I don't think she wants to be queen. I feel like she likes being queen of the North.
No, Sansa?
Oh, yeah. I thought you said Arya.
No, Arya's gonna be like the hand to the queen.
I could see the Starks. And Snow, I don't know about him. I think Jon Snow will live. Sansa will live more likely than Arya, and
also plot twist.
And then I think,
could Daenerys be pregnant, and like like, because they had sex and they showed that scene and that was an important thing that they showed. Not because it was incest. Nobody cares about that anymore. Like, could Everyone's she be pregnant now. And, like, that is a plot twist? You heard it here first.
Maybe. Why is that a twist, though?
Because
Isn't then... Isn't Cersei pregnant?
I don't believe that. I don't understand
that. I think she might be lying.
Do you think she's going to die, Cersei?
Yes. Guys... It's so hard
I don't
to
know.
Tell.
That's a little too like I think clean.
Can we just
it's
talk about 50 clean cent. Again?
Fine. Fine.
I can't. I hate speculating because I just have no idea.
Today's episode is sponsored by Framebridge. You guys have heard us talk about Framebridge before. They're the best when it comes to framing.
I love Framebridge. I'm moving and I'm so excited to use Framebridge because I've used it before. And it's just like, for me, I'm not very good at like, I'm not like particularly artistic or I don't really have an eye. So it's a great website to be able to utilize because they have experts there that will basically like give you advice and tell you how to frame your pictures. You can frame like cool Instagrams that you took or cool pictures.
You know what it's perfect for?
What?
A Mother's Day gift.
Oh, amazing.
I know probably me and others amongst us are lost about what it comes to get for your mother. Like what, you know what I'm getting her? Sorry, Mom, stop listening if you're listening, whatever. I'm getting her a framed photo from our engagement party.
That's
from
so Framebridge. Sweet. She's going to love that.
It's the best she's looked in years.
It's,
no, I'm kidding.
Yeah. And if basically you can get it in time for Mother's Day if you place your order by Sunday, May 5th.
Which is soon, so get on that shit
seriously,
now.
Seriously, and so instead of paying hundreds that you'd pay at a traditional framing store, their prices start at $39, and all shipping is free, and our listeners get 15% off their first order at framebridge.com when they use our code BETCH. That's our code BETCH. So order a custom gift for any mom in your life in minutes. Go to framebridge.com and use promo code BETCH. You'll save an additional 15% off your first order. Go to framebridge.com, promo code BETCH. Framebridge.com, promo code BETCH.
Let's talk about 50 Cent, Lala Kent feud. I mean, no, 50 Cent, Randall Emmett slash Lala Kent
feud. That was the highlight of my weekend.
That was the funniest thing. Okay, who can recap it the best? Because I don't think I
Sammy's
can.
A good storyteller when it comes to...
I think I'm actually a terrible storyteller.
I actually feel like you're
teller.
Pretty good at summarizing pop culture events.
Okay, thank you. I think I'm a bad storyteller, though. Okay,
so basically... In college, that's how I get Sammy to do everything she didn't want to do. I'd be like, I feel like you were the best at taking out the garbage. That's just like, you're just the best
well,
at
Well, Joanna's the best at giving a bullshit compliment for her own good.
She is there good go. At that.
Right. Not a real compliment. Okay, so Foftygate. Basically, at some point, I think it was Friday... 50 Cent posted.
I was so confused about the Fofty thing for a while, yeah, and then Aileen explained it to me before.
So he posted a clip of Vanderpump Rules, the one where Lala was talking about how she first like hooked up with Randall, that like the first night she like let him hit it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was, and whatever. He posts that on Instagram with basically a caption calling her out saying like, there's a few minutes in the fourth quarter and the hoes are winning. Like, I don't know. It was the whole original post and then her clapback. I found like almost difficult to decode like the language it was in. Like, it was not in proper grammar. Like, this is
right. She posted a video of him, of her saying like, you're like messing with the Me Too movement or
wait,
you're diminishing.
We're not there yet. We're not there yet.
That's not the response. I was really confused then, with the order of things.
Then, yeah, there's a lot of
then
posts.
Then she replied to him on his post.
She replied promoting Vanderpump Rules.
Well,
she's
no,
like,
she
watch
wrote
Vanderpump
a response.
Rules on like 9 p.m. on Mondays.
She wrote a response, and then in that she wrote like Vanderpump Rules at like 9 p.m. Bravo on Mondays.
It's
at Bravo TV, but it's in the Betches post, although it's embedded, so it might not be in there anymore.
Anyway, she wrote back something. It wasn't that good of a response.
Right. She wrote. Then, she goes, "Wow, 50, I'm disgusted. We've sat here. Okay, 50 Cent posts a picture, and it's like in the video shows Randall Emmett, Lala's boyfriend. It says 10 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Hoes are winning. Do you want a Range Rover? Yes, bitch. Yes. Then just run out and suck a dick. LOL. SMH. Lechman DeRoy." Branson Cognac, basically two of his like alcohol brands, that this is what we're speculating. It's the whole feud is over. Is that that's the $1 million that he owes him is over these two deals. I think that went bad. And so then Lala Kent's response, like comments on this post and goes, wow, 50, I'm disgusted. We've sat up at dinner solo with you. You showing mad love while begging Rand to put one of your new talentless bitches in a film. And this is how you come for me on the gram. And then Stassi comments, this is treason. And then 50 Cent posts a like a conversation with him and Randall. Like 50 does not go. Like I was picturing 50 Cent like sitting on his couch.
What's
the whole
his real
time.
Name?
His
no idea.
Get rich or die trying.
50. Yes, whatever.
But okay, post a text message conversation. I think he spells Randall wrong in his phone.
Randell.
Yeah. Bofty and Rondell.
Okay, so this is maybe I want to go. Oh no, wait. I don't think this is linked anymore.
Yeah, it was all embedded.
But, so 50 Cent go. No. Randall goes. I'm sorry again. I really am. I'm sorry, Fofty. I'm heading to emergency room. I'm not doing well. Please don't text me anymore. I'm sorry for everything. This is too much for me. I'm so hurt and not feeling well. Now my ex is fucking with me after your post. This is very bad for me on all levels. Going to ER to make sure not having a heart attack. Please, 50, no more. Then 50 Cent writes the best fucking response I've ever seen ever. Get the fuck out of here, Randall. Randell, you told your girlfriend to say that bullshit because when we had dinner, it was to talk about EIF directing. You fucking loser. Did you tell her you owed me $1 million over 6 years? Keep playing with me and get your fucking head cracked in front of everybody. Oh, wait. The actual response was like, oh, wait. Then he says something about like inviting him to the wedding. Hold on.
No, that's the next conversation.
He also put up like the family guy thing.
Because he says she's my fiance. Because he says like your girlfriend. And then he goes, actually, she's my fiance. And I asked you to be in my wedding last week. And his response to that
was
really funny.
That was the best. He's like, what the fuck do I need to be in your wedding for?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I ain't got shit to do. That's what he said.
Right. Then Lala goes on.
Maybe we should put that on a shirt.
That was the funniest. That was the best response like to anything I've ever seen. Like, what the fuck do I have
what
to be?
What do you think he asked him to be in the wedding?
Like he wanted to be a groomsman. And he's like, obviously he's just doing it just for show. Like 50 Cent was in my wedding.
Okay. Then Lala posts like videos where she goes on a rant against 50 Cent. And then she starts talking about the Me Too movement. And she's like, the fact that he would use the Me Too movement when so many people have been hurt by
she's
this bad behavior.
50, yeah.
Like by 50 Cent. I thought that was like the weirdest non sequitur of 2019.
But the best thing was that 50 took that video of her accusing him, posted it and saying, check out, go look at your Range Rover. How is that any different? Then posted another video of her, a clip on Vanderpump basically being like giving advice to Katie and Stassi, like, girl, just use your mouth. Like, I'll just like, that's how I get my PJs, like private jets, like just giving blowjobs. And like, if it doesn't work out with him, I'll just get another PJ. You just have to know how to use your mouth.
Okay, but then there was the whole thing where then 50 Cent starts posting pictures of Randall. Like he posts one of him in the hospital with like electrodes. I don't know how he got that photo. Like,
I bet you Randall probably
sending it to him to like garner like
that
maybe. Here's the thing from Randall's perspective. Like what this tells me is that Randall probably owes money to a lot of people, and I have a feeling that this was causing like bigger problems for him that were not like necessarily.
Right.
Clear.
Does he have any money? Really?
No, but he did pay him back today.
No one has any money.
He paid him back on Monday.
Where'd he get the money?
I don't know, but he said, okay, so
right.
then
so,
it,
yeah, the
it all
the
culminated.
The biggest update is today, Monday, we recorded this day early. Randall, but he showed up the text message where he says like I'm pay like if I pay you will you like stop posting on Instagram?
Yeah.
And he's like he's like yeah I'll see you when I fucking believe it. And then like he's like okay I'm gonna delete things.
Right. He says got the money.
The funniest also were the updates on the Wikipedia page of Randall Elmett,
which was obviously 50 Cent.
Oh my God,
doing
that was
the
so
update.
Funny.
But that's why it's the whole situation is hysterical. You can see 50 Cent in his like
this
wherever
might be his comeback.
It's his living room just like fucking laughing at these fools like editing the Wikipedia.
So for the audience,
sounds like us when like, we were like in a sorority
like trolling.
Right, honestly, explain to the audience basically 50 Cent probably him updated the Wikipedia page for both Randall Emmett and himself saying like on Randall's page he wrote like he owes 50 Cent $1 million to be paid on April 30th 2019, and then on his own page he changed like one of his top things to say 50 Cent is owed $1 million by Randall Emmett to be paid on April 30th 2019.
Okay, wait, I'm gonna read the actual thing. Emmett is currently engaged to Lauren Lala Kent from Vanderpump Rules. Lauren, who is a self-proclaimed gangster from Utah, insists her body happens to be inhabited by the spirit of gangster rapper Tupac Shakur, is an American reality star turned rumored gold digger. Lala proudly proclaims on the series Vanderpump Rules that she blew Randall in a hotel room for a part in the 2018 movie The Row, which has now put Emmett into the Harvey Weinstein producer creep category. He also owes rapper 50 Cent, often referred by Emmett as Fofty, $1 million, which needs to be paid by Monday, April 29th, 2019, or else, according to Fofty. And then the text message exchange that's the most recent is 50 Cent posting of what's his name, Randall, like you said, Fiff, I agree to all terms. Can you please stop posting? Money will be there in the AM. 50 puts that emoji where one eyebrow is higher than the other. He goes, you made this fucking mess. When the money hits the accounts, everything comes down. Okay, I just got the wire, asshole. Back to my regular schedule program.
I have to say, I bet no one will have an outstanding loan against 50 Cent.
Ever
again.
Like, not like that's respect. The new type of thing. Like, instead of coming at after right. someone, like trying to threaten to kill them, like just blast them on right. social media.
This must have been so embarrassing.
That for, was
for Randall was, Emmett. And
well, now everyone, here's the okay, thing. Now everyone knows that Randall Emmett's money, like, is like non-existent, maybe.
Well, no, he paid him.
Yeah, but where did he get that money? Here's the thing. If you owe someone $1 million, like, who has a million? Who has lots of money?
$1 million, she's like, in their bank account.
Yeah. Who has?
I bet you
has a lot of that has a lot of money. Owes people $1 million.
Maybe he borrowed it. Maybe he
borrowed it from someone else.
He 100% borrowed it from someone else.
Like, do
right. Yeah. But again, why is Lala like? But it's just like, I think a bigger.
Maybe he borrowed it from Lala. She's a hostess at Sir.
The big best part about this, guys, is you can buy shirts that say "I'm sorry, Fofty" and "Money by Monday" on shopbetches.com, personally designed by yours truly.
I mean, Money by Monday would be a great shirt, like, outside of this.
I know, it's on the site now, you can get it.
Money by Monday.
Shopbetches.com, yeah. You can pre-order it. It's available now. I designed it on Saturday night in my bed and we posted it and it went up and it was Fitty. Great. But I yeah, the thing about all of this is, yeah, it gave 50 Cent so much publicity, but it gave Lala Kent and fucking Emmett
so not good
not
publicity.
But it doesn't matter. They can, like, reform their image in 5 seconds and now people know who they are.
They're not reforming their image because they're not reforming themselves.
Like,
that's not Randall, happening.
Randall's their relationship face, makes, just like watching their relationship makes me want to take a shower.
Randall's face, like his dumbfounded stare, is so funny. Like, just like with his just
wait,
face,
it's just so blatant.
I just can't.
You know what? We didn't even talk about the Instagram where Fofty was behind him.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God. Fofty's the best name. I love 50 Cent just embracing all of it and just. Knowing, like, just post, like, not giving a fuck and posting.
Here's
all
my question. Do you think that, okay, fine, now that it's over, we can all laugh about it.
Yeah.
But, like, if this were still going on, my take on this would have been that, like, 50 Cent's such an asshole and, like, he publicly humiliating someone is, like, it's, like, it's yeah. not funny. Like, it's funny. Like, it's funny to us. But, like, the fact that he's doing this is, like, that he did all this is so fucked up and cruel.
It would be fucked up if it wasn't, like, them.
Yeah. Well, because Randall Emmett films, he, like, prides himself. He, like, thinks he's very cool because he, like, knows all these people. Yeah. And because it's only okay because it's him. And because, like, he probably tells everyone, like, I'm friends with 50 Cent. Like, we're so yes. amazing.
He's in my wedding.
His name.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He's
to promote himself.
And not paying him back. Like, if he was someone who was just, like, a regular person or, like, someone who wasn't, like, when he got engaged, the happiest thing that he got was, like, Khloe Kardashian basically saying, like, happy engagement to him and Lala on her thing. That was, like, what all he cared about. That was his gift that he wanted from her.
They're both,
he's like a fame whore. That's why it's okay because it's him.
If and it was I'm sure like, they're happy about all of the publicity. Yeah.
If it was, like, Reese Witherspoon, fake. Maybe not.
Right. Okay. Right. I'm not saying that he shouldn't have done it to Randall and Lala. I'm saying, like, it was fucked up behavior.
There's 0% chance it's fake because it's such random pairings of people.
No, I mean,
there's
why?
No way. That
I don't
they,
think it's fake.
It can't be fake.
It's possible it's not fake, but
could this also be concocted by Lisa Vanderpump herself?
Or it could be concocted by
just to promote Vanderpump next season.
50 Cent's getting paid
by the hashtags. That were on Shannon, all the messages.
All those alcohols.
That's what I thought it could be.
Vanderpump Rules tonight at 9 p.m.
Interesting. Right. The funniest amongst all of this, I was looked at Lala's stories and she's just like responds to all the shit. And then her next slide is like, okay, caved in, starting Game of Thrones now. like, like it all. Like, she,
they both disabled this is all what the I don't comments. Get.
Like, aren't they like embarrassed? Like, isn't Ransel Emmett like embarrassed that like now people know that his whole thing is like bullshit and he doesn't really have
money?
He probably
is very embarrassed. I think he's very embarrassed. I think this whole thing is very embarrassing for him. Fofty? He wouldn't have disabled all of the comments on all his Instagram.
One typo gone wrong. One bad autocorrect. He should sue Apple.
Seriously.
Also, like, if you're such good friends with him, why isn't his name corrected properly?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm also surprised that 50 Cent goes by 50. Like, he doesn't go by his real name. Yeah, that's what
I'm... Right, the whole thing.
Listen, no, Rent. like... No, I think, like, Diddy goes by Puff. He goes by, like, all those names.
I guess.
Interesting. Should we 50, go by other names?
It's 50 Cent, not 50 Cents.
Yeah, okay. Coming from the girls who like can barely decode the Instagram messages they're like not with proper grammar. Like I had to read it like 3 times. And be like, what the fuck? It's the feud
between Ransel Emmett and 50
Money
Cents.
By Monday. Okay,
okay, let's read this
let's
email.
Let's do a dear batch.
So yesterday, me, Aileen, and Sammy went to a bridal shower for our friend from college, and it was a really fun event. And I particularly enjoyed it because I was comfortable and stylish because I was wearing my Brothy's shoes.
Yes, she was. She was looking great in all the photo ops that we had in that perfect, you know, here's the bride. Yeah. Getting married in 2 months.
I love them. I'm always because I can't wear heels for too long. So I really I need like a comfortable flat.
Some
so
of our friends do. I was like time. Pretty impressed. Right? What were they thinking?
I don't know. It's impressive. I can't really handle it.
Wear
but
more. On the Rothy's right. train.
And it's great because a lot of times like flats, especially not in the summer, like there's a hard, it's hard to find ones that are both comfortable and really, and look really good and that you can be in for a while, but without having to compromise like style.
Here's the other thing. And I've talked about this on DST a lot that I really want to try to shop more sustainably and like buy from companies that are either giving back in some way. Rothy's is one of those companies. All of their stuff is made out of recycled plastic water bottles, and they've diverted over 25 million water bottles from landfills, which is honestly insane. But the best part is that even though they're made out of your recycled plastic Poland Spring bottle, they are fully machine washable. So you can literally just put them in the washing machine as if they're clothing and like, that's
so convenient.
It's amazing.
And they always come with free shipping and free returns or exchanges. There's no risk, no worries, and no reason not to try them out. So go to Rothys.com. That's Rothys.com/betch to get your new favorite flats. Comfort, style, and sustainability. These are the shoes you've been waiting for. Head to Rothys.com/betch today.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Okay, you want to read it? I'll read it.
You read it.
Dear Betches, first of all, I'm convinced you are my soul sisters. Is that okay to say or weird? I don't know. I just want to say thank you for being the best Betches alive and getting me through life. Anyway, I need your expertise to help me get through this wedding I'm invited to. My friend is having a destination wedding. Eye roll, takes a shot in July. Recently, I got married this past fall and she was my bridesmaid in my wedding. During my wedding planning, she wasn't the best bridesmaid. It was clear she wasn't into all the celebrations for me. She literally napped the entire bachelorette and left my wedding reception before I even fucking cut the cake. That betch. Truthfully speaking, I only had her in my wedding out of guilt because we share best friends. We've known each other since I was a kid, and at that time of asking her to be a bridesmaid, it felt right. Shortly after I asked her, she met a new guy and got engaged and basically became that girl whose life revolves around her man. Gag. There's a lot of parentheses notes, anything that I'm saying.
Parentheses are very useful.
Yes. Anyway, flight tickets alone to the location are about $800. That doesn't even include other expenses. She didn't ask me to be a bridesmaid, which is totally fine. The feeling is mutual, as I wish I would have pulled her out of mine. However, she's making a huge ass deal about people coming to the wedding. She doesn't seem to care about the distance or costs. I don't want to go because I feel like we are both two different people now and that our friendship isn't what it used to be. Another struggle going to this wedding is that everyone with eyes and ears know that her fiance is 100% into men.
Oh my gosh. Shit. Didn't expect that.
No judgment. Not a problem with that. But she's so oblivious to it that it's awkward because everyone knows it. Eventually that shit will come out of the closet.
That's what I want
to
know.
Also, this will be her second marriage, which is totally fine, but it's like, why
she
make...
She just keeps saying things, which is totally fine.
She also keeps taking this in so many different directions. Yeah,
but it's like, why make an even bigger deal out about getting married? And also, before you've even reached 30, how can I tell her I don't want to go to her wedding? It's not really about the cost, but it's more so that we just aren't the same friends we used to be, and we don't ever get back to that place. We won't ever get back to that place. She's changed in ways that I can't relate to anymore. I don't feel like I can tell her it's only about the cost because I'm going to Vietnam, LOL, for a wedding in the fall.
Another twist.
Is there a way for me to decline going to her wedding without causing drama? Any advice is appreciated. Sincerely, your can't handle another destination wedding batch.
Well, the worst thing she could do is send her this podcast. Right. Just fast forward to this time.
Okay. I would start by saying that like go. There's a lot of very like unnecessary things in here that make you sound kind of petty. Yeah. Also, it's like why right. just throw in like two insulting things that have nothing to do with the actual
yeah. Well, it's also like she's situation. Leading. She's leading with the price. Like in the beginning, I thought this was like, I can't like afford it. Yeah. It's too much. Mm-hmm. And then she like literally comes up with all this other shit that clouds it to make it clear that it has nothing to do with the price and he just doesn't want to go, which is like fine. Right.
Just don't go.
The thing is, though, is that like clearly she sounds like she's has a lot of pent up aggression about this girl. So like maybe she does want to go, but it's not that she...
She like actually she, does want
to
go.
She like wants to go, but she wants to talk to her friend about all this pent up aggression she has about most probably her leaving her wedding reception early. Like that's maybe where it came from.
Here's the thing. Then why write it into a podcast?
Because right. you're mad. You just want, you think that this is.
You have to be pretty petty to write into a podcast about not wanting to go to a wedding. You actually want to go. I have
a suspicion a lot of people aren't as self-aware as you think. And like this is her way of like trying to, like she doesn't understand that she's actually wants to go to the wedding. However, the other advice would be just don't go and be like, I'm so sorry. Like I just have like my family obligations and right. I can't go.
It just seems like, look, you don't like this girl. You don't care about maintaining yeah. a friendship. Like.
Right. You know the what? Answer is in go. The email. Just yeah. don't right. go.
But like that's what I would think. However, she adds all this extra stuff that makes me think that she does want
to
go.
But she's also like, I didn't even really want to be her to be in my wedding, but I did it out of guilt. It's like, okay, so then she didn't. So like, what's
she
the big deal?
She strikes me as someone who like likes the drama of it a yeah. little bit. Like, right. Like the fact that she that's included this thing with the fiance. No, not that she, I don't think that she even wants to go. I just think she wants to have a lot of drama before she says she's not going to go. Like she,
yeah.
And or before she decides she is going to go. Like she needs it to be dramatic regardless of the decision right. she makes. But like, right. Like why did you include this thing about like the fiance, well, when, which, when well, someone, and the second marriage, which are total, the second someone, marriage a little
when
more
someone
relevant.
Goes around in circles about things that are irrelevant, there's something underneath that's bothering them.
Insecurity.
About this about all of this, whether or not she's upset that they're no longer friends and the other girl won't bring that up to her, or like there's something else. Otherwise she would be like, okay, we've drifted apart, I'm not that upset about it. And like,
well, maybe it is that maybe yeah. maybe she's secretly upset that she I made her a bridesmaid
upset.
And she didn't make
yes.
her one
right. There's several things that she put in here. If you want to make this like a fucking national treasure, it's like she points the fact, everything is written here, she points to the fact that the girl left her wedding reception early, like that upset
this
her.
This girl doesn't like her, by the way. This friend does not like her because she
yeah
this,
I mean
this
friend,
girl hates her,
or the friend the other friend, the friend whose wedding it is now,
yeah, that friend or, just hates this writer,
yeah,
the
exactly.
writer of this email.
The writer needs to just like part ways and it'll be over.
Yeah,
but like,
here's the thing, she doesn't like her, which you can tell by the fact that she napped for her entire bachelorette and left the wedding like early,
or
like,
she's a very
no
self-absorbed
wedding.
Person
no I think she doesn't like her
I think she doesn't
I
like
think,
her
but honestly,
she was a bridesmaid but then
from reading this email
one.
I kind of get why she doesn't like her. Thank you for writing in. But honestly, like you're saying like a lot of like below the belt things which have nothing to do with like the
right.
actual wedding, so like doesn't sound
like
you
gay
have like
husband.
Right, doesn't sound like you're like particularly
and
like
the second
rooting
marriage.
For doesn't sound like you're particularly rooting for her, and it sounds like you guys like don't like each other.
Yeah, I would call a spade and cancel this friendship.
And agreed. Just don't go to the wedding, and also there might be a little drama, but like I think that it's who cares.
I agree.
Yeah.
It'll be all right. All right, we
let's
have a
play some
game. We have
a game.
Okay, the game is called Is This Real Beef?
Okay, so the game, oh, I'm the person. Okay, this game is called Is This Real Beef? Basically, 50 Cent has beefed with a lot of people, and now you have to guess which feuds are real and which ones are bullshit. So I'm basically the referee, and I have the answers, and I'm quizzing Sammy and Jordana, and you okay. guys have to guess if the beef is real with
this
the brief.
This okay. game is Where's what makes me feel like maybe he is a little bit vindictive and cruel, because if he regularly has beef with people, like,
that's possible.
How many people regularly have a lot of beef with people? Like,
Lala Kent.
A lot of people.
I'm not saying Lala is the same.
People who have a lot of money and give it to people for certain things, and things go awry.
Rappers have a lot of beef with people.
There's beef with rapper culture. A lot of beef there. There's turfs.
We're so cool.
We're so cool.
We know all about the beef and the turfs.
Hasn't? Yeah. Anyway.
Beef and the turf.
Surf and turf. Okay, like, ready? Like, guys, let's reel it in. Okay, first, Chris Brown versus 50 Cent.
What happened in it?
I don't know. I think that's real.
That's
not.
Real. That's real.
Guess what? It's fucking fake.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Next, Oprah versus 50 Cent.
Fake.
That has to be fake.
Guess what? It's real. At one point, 50 called Oprah a bitch because he said she was using his music as an example of what was wrong with hip hop culture. He also named his dog Oprah because she's a bitch.
Okay, like, you're telling me...
I need more context.
Wait, you're telling me he's not cruel and vindictive when he named a live animal?
We might be the most mature person.
We might get down the list and agree with you.
Okay.
Okay, next. I can't. 50 Cent versus Floyd Mayweather.
That sounds real.
Guess what? It is. These two used to be friends, but now they continuously taunt each other via social media. The rapper issued a challenge to Mayweather via Instagram, saying that if the boxer could read an entire page from...
He's funny.
If the boxer could read an entire page from a Harry Potter book out loud without error, 50 Cent could donate $750,000 to a charity of Mayweather's choosing.
That is very funny.
50 Cent is like the most clever human being there is ever. Okay, next. Sorry I couldn't get through that. This is really funny. Eminem versus 50.
Real.
Fake.
Guess what? It's fake. And you want to know why? Because Eminem is 50 Cent's protege and they've been together forever.
Oh, but they could still have
beef.
Don't
you remember?
Yeah, but they could.
I don't remember that.
In theory, they could have had beef because, you know, when you're close, lots of opportunity.
Yeah, but no, they're in the same, you know.
I didn't know that he was his protege.
Yeah.
Rap lineage.
Remember? Mm-hmm. Like, that's like a thing. Like, you discover one person and then it's the next.
It leans in my sorority lineage.
Wait, no. I made that up. Dr. Dre is.
Oh, yeah.
And then Eminem found 50 Cent.
So it's the other way around.
That sounds... I don't know.
Yeah, like Candy Shop came after...
I don't know any of the things you said.
Well, I knew the Dr. Dre thing.
That's true.
But Dr. Dre thing, because it's in his lyrics.
Right. I didn't want to correct you and be wrong.
Then Eminem, then I think 50. If I'm wrong, please correct me, but I think that's
Email slaps at betches.com to tell us, because we don't know anything about rap wars.
Beyonce versus 50.
Fake.
Real.
Fake. No beef with Bae, but he did beef briefly with Jay-Z once. Ja Rule versus 50 Cent.
Oh, that's real, because I remember he bought all the front row seat tickets to his show so that it would look empty.
It's 100%. Yeah, they're right. In 2000, members of Ja Rule's crew beat and stabbed 50 Cent at a club. And then at one point, 50 bought out all the tickets in the front rows at Ja Rule's concert so it would be empty. I like 50's approach because it's nonviolent.
Right.
I agree.
It is just like trolling. It's funny.
It's just like a massive, like a clever troll.
I'm not actually going to kick your ass. I'm just going to like make fun of you on Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
It is better than, I guess, stabbing someone.
Probably easier than a lawsuit. You know?
50 Cent versus Kanye West.
Real.
50 Cent versus Kanye.
Probably real, because Kanye beefs with everyone too.
Guess what? Real beef. In 2007, Kanye and 50 Cent released albums at the same time. 50 said that if Kanye outsold him, he would never release music again. Kanye sold 300,000 more albums than 50, but he obviously didn't keep his promise.
That seems like an empty threat.
Anyway, yeah, no money by Monday. Tara Reid versus 50.
Real.
Okay, it's fake. Vivica Fox versus 50.
No idea.
Real.
Real beef. 50 and Vivica dated 14 years ago. Briefly after the romance fizzled out, 50 blamed a dip in ratings for Empire on the show, relying too much on gay stuff. Vivica responded on Watch What Happens Live, calling 50's sexuality into question.
Ooh.
Last but not least, 50 Cent versus Donald Trump.
Real.
Surprisingly fake beef. They've never beefed, but 50 Cent did correctly predict the outcome of the Mueller report last year. This is the funniest fucking game ever.
Maybe 50 Cent should do like stand up.
Yeah, I'm feeling like he might.
Or like a show, like a punked type show.
Right. Maybe I bet you he can get a deal after this.
Who do you want to bet slapped?
Bet slap. I'm going to bet slap like either Randall or Lala. Maybe Lala. I think I'm going to go with Lala.
I think Randall.
Okay, I'm not betch. I'm anti betch slapping. I guess I'm gonna give her like a betch.
Because you're saying to the nonviolent 50 Cent
approach. You're betch tapping.
I'm betch tapping.
Betch clapping.
Betch clapping. Sophie Turner.
Okay.
Because she has the best Instagram stories. They are so funny. Like she's always like just doing like funny stuff and like being herself and like saying like that's the tea. And she's just great.
You sounded like the guy in Zoolander that's like models are like do help the world. Like they make people feel really good about themselves and show them cool outfits to wear.
That was such a good impression.
Okay, but like I
agree with you, but I think it's because of her accent that makes her seem funnier and cooler than
I agree. But it doesn't matter because like, her accent. I could agree.
When, like when she like, did Jamila the like Janelle. The yeah no
popping into that yeah, pussy. Pop,
yeah, oh yeah, exactly. That was funny.
Pop pop pop, and she's always like chugging wine. Yeah, she's
but
funny.
Like if I said that, I would sound like so fucking weird.
Yeah, but because she has an accent.
Pop pop popping into that pussy.
I'm forever gonna dream like
oh,
I
wow,
can't.
That's gonna be in my head all day.
I have
day.
A nightmare of Sammy saying the word pussy. Okay, that's all. Oh my god, that's our episode. That's our episode today. This has been real. Go tell your friends. Rate, review, and subscribe. I don't know. We'll see you next
rate,
week.
Rate, review, and subscribe. That we definitely want.
We really want that.
Please
see
it.
You next week. Love you.
Goodbye, Kyle.